a landslide victory with Trump, we now have this situation where we have a literal fake president, a dementia, a president with dementia, who can't even speak like a normal human being because he has a brain disorder. I mean, he's in no shape to be president whatsoever, and he wasn't really elected. He's a hand puppet of the Chinese communists. And now the United States is being controlled by this man who in no way, shape, or form is qualified to be the president. In fact, he's a criminal. He's taken bribes from world leaders. His son is involved in pedophilia and all sorts of horrible stuff. We are in such a bad situation, and I never knew our politicians were this corrupt. And it's on both sides of the fence. It's not just the Democrats, but it's the Republicans too. So let me continue here on the Meyer case. Yet the misery on earth will continue as two terrible civil wars will break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Afterwards, the United States of America will break apart. So we're going to break apart according to this information. I think that there's still a chance that maybe, you know, this won't happen, but it certainly doesn't appear that way. Deadly hostility will prevail among her, which then leads to the division into five different categories. And it cannot be prevented that sectarian fanatics, religious people, will play a dictatorial role. Anarchy will be the worldwide condition. It's a worldwide condition, which is coming. And now the whole COVID-19 thing. COVID-19 was a biological weapon that came first out of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and was moved to Wuhan, China, by people in the United States, and eventually released, whether it was on purpose or accidentally, I don't know. But it can be controlled quite easily if you take D3 and you take zinc, you'll be fine. There's no reason for these vaccinations. The COVID-19 vaccination is terribly, horribly dangerous. It takes 10 to 15 years to develop a good vaccine. They've tried to do this in 10 months, 12 months. The Merck company gave up on the vaccine. They said it's crazy. Switzerland has said they're not going to, you know, allow one of the vaccines. I don't remember exactly which one it is. But there's a lot of crazy stuff that's gone on here recently. Chaos like you can't imagine. Now, my understanding is that Biden has not been given the nuclear codes, and that's why Pelosi recently asked Trump. My understanding is she asked Trump for the nuclear codes as if he would give her the nuclear codes. Come on. So there's the United States is in a weird state right now. Honestly, I can't tell you who the president is. I'm not so sure. I'm not convinced that Joe Biden is really in control. So we'll see, you know, we'll just see what happens. But let me continue on the civil war in the United States. Anarchy will be the worldwide condition that will prevail and torment human beings over a long period of time, as human beings will also be tormented by many epidemics and diseases, many of them new and unknown to human beings, and for this reason, incurable. Due to this fact, the bodies of human beings will slowly and miserably decay, while unbearable pain will also occur, as well as blindness and terrible respiratory problems that lead to suffocation. That's one of the things with the COVID-19 vaccine. It causes your primary white blood cells, the inflammatory ones, to attack your own lung tissue. And this causes this horrible, terrible respiratory problems. Let me continue here. The consciousness of many human beings will become impaired and succumb to feeble-mindedness and insanity. I think this is already happening. And all these gruesome occurrences will be traceable to biological weapons and chemical weapons, which are the cause of not fast but gruesome and slow deaths, and which will also occur due to the use of ray and frequency weapons, like 5G is a frequency weapon, which are being developed today. Finally, the words of Henoch may be specifically mentioned, which includes that the mankind of Earth, in pursuit of technology for mass destruction and greed, for power, hatred, vengeance, and riches, will ignore all the values of creation and will trample upon all the values of love, wisdom, freedom, peace, and ancestors of the Henoch lineage, how they have done before, to plunge the world in screaming misery, death, destruction, and annihilation, and into the most severe catastrophes on earth that will have ever been experienced. So this is what is very possible for what's going to happen in our future. So let me talk a little bit about this new world order. And let me go ahead and I'm going to cover some of my stuff in my notes on COVID-19. Now, this is not the Meyer material has necessarily said. I'm going from non Billy Meyer sources of information. So, and sometimes this bothers people, but I don't go strictly to the Meyer case for everything. I do go into other sources. So one of the big deceptions with COVID-19 is the PCR test, polymerase chain reaction test, that is used to determine if someone has the virus. Well, this PCR test was developed by a guy named Kerry Mullis. He invented the PCR technique in 1993 and got a Nobel Prize in chemistry. What he said was the PCR technique could not be used to determine if someone had a virus or not. But they're using it for that. Another thing that you have to keep in mind with this COVID-19 is that it has never been isolated. It has never been purified or characterized. Its genome has never been properly described. What they do is they use computer programs to take a guess at what it might be, but they never have gone from left to right and really gone through painstaking step by step really to determine what's there. So PCR tests produce all kinds of falses. Mostly false positive is what you see. And they turn it up. They have these intensities where they can turn the intensity of the test up higher and higher, which makes more and more false positive. So you could show that you have the COVID-19, but it really is just coming from, you know, a flu virus you had 5 years ago. So anyway, and people know this. You know, there are certain people in the medical community that know this is going on, but they're not they're afraid to lose their jobs. So anyway, there was a guy named Christian Drosten who came along and said, let's use this PCR test to check if people have COVID-19. Despite what Kerry Mullis said, you know, that you can't do this. No, you can't do this. It's not going to work. Well, he didn't listen. So how do we isolate a virus? We haven't really isolated COVID-19. So to isolate a virus means they have to separate it from all other material. Just like isolating someone in a room, You have to take the person away from other people. The virus must be separated from other germs, other contaminants. And when the virus is isolated, then you can take a picture of it with an electron microscope. So what does it mean to isolate a virus? Let me go with what's called the coffee or the caffeine analogy here. So the question is, does caffeine in coffee cause high blood pressure? Well, maybe, maybe not. There are more things in the coffee bean than just caffeine. There are aromatic oils, there are acids. So we have to place the coffee in a centrifuge to spin very quickly, which will separate all the component parts of the coffee, and use filters to remove the contaminants. And so once you get the pure caffeine, you can do a test to see if it causes high blood pressure. I mean, it could be something else in the coffee that's doing it. The same kind of process needs to be done with COVID-19. It has been done with chickenpox and the herpes virus. And there is a picture after picture of certain viruses. However, HIV or measles have never been done like this. Dr. Cohen says HIV and measles do not even exist. So I'm not sure what to think of that. There is also the use of filters to remove contaminants. So the isolation process has been around for 20 years and COVID-19 has not been isolated, but they claim that it has because they are using this technique, which is basically just used computer programs. It's kind of a bogus technique. It doesn't really work. Name some people who have been damaged. Well, there's a lady named Tiffany Dover who was on, literally, you can see her on a YouTube video or some video. She was a nurse. I believe she was working in Tennessee. And she took the COVID-19 shot and the vaccine, and she passed out while she was talking. And eventually she was dead in 10 hours. There's another girl who was a nurse, a black girl, Kalia Mitchell, who has suffered terrible side effects, including Bell's palsy. So there are people all over the world dying from this vaccine or suffering horrible. A lot of the people are getting from this vaccine is convulsions, like tremors, you know, people, have you ever seen a person with Tourette's syndrome where they're shaking all over? That's what these people end up doing. It's terrible. So I have a little bit of information from Dr. Steve Pachinik. Maybe I'll share this with you. It says, that the election will be overturned, according to Dr. Pachinik, and Biden will say something to the effect that he is sick, and I guess at some point maybe there will be a sting operation take place on Biden. Not sure what all of this is about. I'm just kind of scanning some of the stuff he said here. Dr. Pachinik says wearing the masks is ridiculous. Okay, well, let me kind of give you some information on that. If you took a meter and divided it into a million different sections, you would have what a micron is. So a micron is a millionth of a meter. So, for example, like a lot of people that work in construction, or they do drywall or they sand drywall, will wear these masks, and which block only part of the dust coming in. A dust molecule for drywall is 10 microns. Now a virus is 0.1 microns. So to get from 0.1 to 10, that's 100 times amplification. So a virus is 100 times smaller than a dust molecule from one of these particles of dust. So a virus can easily get through the mask if something that's 10 microns can get through a mask. So the viruses cannot be stopped by wearing masks. Now, you might get a little bit of droplet suppression from a mask, but that's all you're getting. So what we're, the wearing of these masks is kind of like the equivalent of the Jews wearing the golden stars under Hitler. It's a social conditioning process. So what we're being is socially conditioned to wear these masks, and it's to be submissive. And that's what's coming in, is the New World Order, which is a very bad situation. So you should stand up against the masks. You're not doing anything good by wearing these masks. So in any case, Dr. Pachinik says Fauci will be fired soon. Well, he hasn't been fired yet, but it couldn't happen soon enough for me. So the important thing now is that we restart our economy. There was so much corruption during this election. It's worse than it's ever been before. We've had corruption before. Zuckerberg, that'll be another guy from Facebook, and who Dr. Pachinik says he will be convicted. We haven't seen that, but we don't hear much from him now. Isn't that interesting? Now, did I mention that Nancy Pelosi wanted to get the nuclear codes from Trump? Yeah. So that makes me think that maybe Biden doesn't have them. I think I mentioned that earlier. So we need to restart our economy. I think we'll see eventually a lawsuit against Dorsey now. And hopefully the swamp is still being drained. I don't know. I don't see a lot of evidence of this. We're not seeing a lot. Of course, the mainstream media is completely taken over now, so I'm not sure we can see much. If you get a chance, you got to go out on YouTube and watch Rudy Giuliani talk about how our votes were tallied in foreign countries. And there's another great movie by Mike Lindell. It's called Absolute Proof, that goes into great detail about all of this. Anyway, the state of Texas turned down the Dominion voting machines. Dominion has a contract with a company called Smartmatic in Barcelona, Spain, and Frankfurt, Germany. And Smartmatic does the counting of the votes. And these devices have been hacked, and they're very vulnerable to hacking. So Smartmatic goes about all the way back to 2004, and it was funded by two Venezuelans who were close to Hugo Chavez. And Smartmatic, the same voting machines that we have now, were designed to fix elections. The software was funded for the purpose of fixing elections. Our presidential election votes were tallied by software that was designed to fix elections, so they could choose whoever wins. And Rudy Giuliani has talked about this, and he said that Smartmatic fixes elections and is to try changing votes in a way that is not obvious. Smartmatic is uses the formula to get a 2 or 3% advantage over the opposition. So that was what was done. So, for example, one machine in our presidential election switched about 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. And the other huge thing that I mentioned earlier is hundreds of thousands of these mail-in ballots that were for Biden For another example, Trump was ahead of in Pennsylvania by 500,000 or 600,000 votes. Same kind of thing, 300,000 votes lead in Michigan, and then here coming all these mail-in ballots that were came in too late, which shouldn't have been allowed. So there were so many things that were done illegally in this past election. So where's all this going? Well, J.R. Nyquist, who I'd love to get back on the show, has said that we're heading towards what he calls the Fourth World War. I guess we've already had three. We only think of two. But anyway, socialism that we're being pushed, all the socialism is designed to destroy our society. Anyway, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the New World Order and kind of the big picture. One of the things that you can easily do is get lost in all the details. And I certainly have done that. Now, this is what the New World Order wants to do in the big picture. They want to create a one world government. And who is the New World Order? It's these 13 very wealthy families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and people from the Council on Foreign Relations. And anyway, they want to create a one world government. They want to destroy national identities. They want the destruction of the middle class. They want to destroy the family. They want to make humanity genderless and natural sex. That's why all this talk about transgender and all this. This is just part of the attack. The United States is under attack. We've been attacked by the coronavirus thing. We've been attacked by the vaccine for the coronavirus. And we've been... the election was another attack. So we are being demoralized as a country. That's why they're trying to destroy our family. They're trying to make humanity genderless. Anything sacred and normal and wholesome is being polluted. They want to implant a data chip in all of us to control us. They can control us by other means, but I think the data chip is the most reliable. They want to mind control the masses, and boy, is that working. People are so controlled and so unaware. They want to destroy all religion, dumb down the public. That's working like a charm. They want to move people into mega cities. They want to restrict travel. And you see the lockdowns for the coronavirus. This is all part of the restricting of the travel. They want to remove all of your privacy. They want to eliminate national borders. They also want to take away your individuality, your identity. They want to end industrialization. Now, they do want one good thing, I believe, is the reducing of the world's population, which I think is a really good idea. They also want to create a cashless society. They want to create these bubble cities for the future. Bubble cities will appear, and everyone is going to be living in these bubble cities, and they think they're going to be safe from viruses then. They're going to be living in, you know, bubbles. These are glass-encased cities. But what they're going to be done is they're going to be blasted by 5G in these cities. And the bubble cities are not going to be safe. It's going to be a killing zone. So what they're going to do is just wipe people out in these bubble cities. blast them with 5G, which is very, very unhealthy. So in any case, this is what they want to do here. So I talked about a one world government, and they've got the United Nations. I think that was after World War II they created the United Nations for the purpose of this one world government. They want a one world government and a unified church. So there's going to be a one world religion too. They also want to destroy national identity, and that's why we hear the chanting, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Isn't this terrible? I mean, this is traitorous, you know, chanting, but we allow that on the mainstream media. The mainstream media, remember they would always chant the people, they would chant no borders, no wall, no USA at all. That implies the destruction of the country. That is traitorous. This is not nothing good. I mean, this should be, they should be going after these people. Open borders, protesters, and members of the left-wing anarchist group Antifa chanted death to America during a counter-protest in Washington, D.C. not long ago. Why are they not prosecuted? Leftist billionaire George Soros is funding the well-organized anti-Trump migrant caravan invasion, which is probably going to start back up now that they've got Biden in there in some state. I'm not sure if he's really the real president. I don't think the military has given him the nuclear codes. I sure hope they haven't. The destruction of the middle class. That's the biggest loser from the coronavirus, is that has destroyed a lot of the middle class. And I'm not sure exactly where this came from, but I'm going to read it. It says, the great misery and the end of the overpopulation story will be that it will be recognized by the world elite that the maintenance of their might can only be guaranteed by the overpopulation being reduced. I think this is one of the Meyer. Yeah, this comes from Figu, Australia, whereby the reduction of the humanity in the future time threatens to be carried out in felonious wise by the mighty ones of the world if the growth of the mass overpopulation is not ended in the foreseeable time through a drastic worldwide stop to births, and if a world accompanying birth control is not arranged, the mighty ones of the world, that's the New World Order, that is to say, the state authorities, the dominators of the peoples and mighty capitalists, which as such form the world's elite, who on the whole are also blinded by the strongly religious sectarian belief and will be in the future, will be much more malicious and worse in kind and wise of their actions than the war and the human felonies, which happened during the Nazi horror. So this will be like the Nazis. Well, we've got the music, folks. So thanks for listening. We'll be back. It's been my pleasure. My name is Mark Snyder. This is Ohio Exopolitics. Have a great day.